The Gemara tells us in Yuma Daf Peches Amud Aleph, Baal Keri Tovel V'Holech Kol Hayom, that we know as a general one of the five inuyim of one of the different prohibitions on Yom Kippur is one is not allowed to do a rechitza, and you're not allowed to do a rechitza shel tainah. One is not allowed to bathe for the purpose, wash oneself for the purpose of pleasure. However, the Gemara says if you're doing it with shein mitzvah, then it is permitted. The Gemara's example is on peizayin amabez that one has to pass through a river, an ocean, for the sake of, and he has to go visit his, it's a mitzvah to visit his Rebbe, so he's permitted to go because he's not going to, for the pleasure of the water, maybe he doesn't even want the water, he's going to see his Rebbe, or as the Gemara says in Peches Amud Aleph, that a Baal Keri is permitted to go to the mikveh on Yom Kippur. Why? So in order that he could pray. Aye, what do you mean? No one goes to the mikveh today. So what the Gemara is talking about, because Ezra made a takana, that a Baal Keri is usher to learn Torah or daven. That's the Gemara in Brachas, Kafes, and Mavis, the whole Machokas here, Rambam, and the Ravid, and others. So the Rambam, when he quotes the Halacha, he says, the one who becomes a Baal Keri on Yom Kippur is not permitted to go to the mikvah. Why? What about Ezra's decree? The Rambam says, Ezra's decree about a Baal Keri, being ushered to Davin, that was never accepted for the Rabbim, and it doesn't apply anymore. Since today we paskin, a Baal Keri is permitted to Davin, so therefore clearly it's ushered for him to immerse on Yom Kippur. You must assume, the way some are learning, that if you hold, you have to Davin, the only way you could Davin is go to the mikvah, so then maybe it's mutter. But the Rambam holds you could daven even with being a Baal Keri, so therefore it's necessary to go to the mikveh. And the Meiri quotes from the Rif that the Braisa, which is a Baal Keri, could go to on a Baal Keri to could be tovo in the mikveh even on Yom Kippur. He says even Bizman Hazeh. In other words, the Meiri says that even though Ezra's Takanas Ezra, let's say, is no longer in force, and we assume he agrees with the Rambam, a Baal Keri is mutter to daven, nevertheless, you can still go to the mikveh. See, according to the Rambam, the way we learn the Rambam is, well, it's high noach. The only reason the opinion said you could go to the mikveh, you could go to the mikveh on Yom Kippur for Baal Keri, because since you have to daven, and since you can't daven without it, so it's okay. The Meiri is saying that no, even if you assume that you can daven without a Baal Keri, you still go to the mikveh. Why? For tahara purposes. Because since the oasis is rechitza shel tainug, not rechitza shel mitzvah, so therefore, just like you could visit your Rebbe and walk through the water, that's a mitzvah, so too you could go to the mikveh. So even though, as we'll see, we don't paskin that way, but some are makbid all year round that they go to the mikveh before they daven. However, the Shulchan Aruch paskins with the Rambam and says a Baal Keri today, we paskin, and that's the minhag, that no one goes, or I believe that's the minhag, that forbids a Baal Keri to do tefillah in the mikveh on Yom Kippur. And even if you're machmer all year round, and you don't pray in the state of Tumas Keri, nevertheless, one is not permitted to go in. I guess even though, strictly speaking, it's not a rechitza shel tainug, as the argument of the Meiri, and therefore maybe it should be, because I think the minhag is that the mikvahs are closed on Yom Kippur, and even those who go all year round do not do tefillah on the mikvah on Yom Kippur.